I'm very much like, I love my job. I love all the songs I sing. And if I go out and people go, play this off this record, I'm like, let's play it. You know, let's, somebody yelled for it, let's play it.
Chris Isaacs always played music for the fun of it. And if people like his crooning rockabilly songwriter sound, even better. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. As a kid, Chris Isaac found an old Elvis 45 in a secondhand shop, and that Sun Session style grabbed hold and didn't let go. For the past two decades, he's been sharing that 50s rock sound with contemporary ears, thanks in part to his band Silvertone and that smooth, unmistakable voice. A few years ago, as he looked back on his career with the Greatest Hits collection, Chris Isaac stopped by the FUV studios with his drummer, Kenny Dale Johnson, and told me about the song and the man that helped get him started.
The first record got us some good attention, good reviews, and we were nominated for some awards on MTV or something. I remember going to some big parties and eating all the shrimp. Second record, we had a top 10 hit in Europe with the Blue Hotel. They called me and they said, you might have to go to France. And this is like, you know, I'm from Stockton, California, like a farm town there. And I was going, have to go to France? There's no have to go to France. There's get to go to France. A Wicked Game kind of was, I just went everywhere. We did that video, and I remember they sent me the rough, you know, edit of the videotape. Herb Ritz, God rest his soul, what a nice man. I said, Herb, I love the video. I think it's really great. I just hope they play it. And he goes, well, why? I said, I don't know if it's very sexy, which shows like what I know about video, because now it's every year it's on sexy video list or whatever it is. But, you know, I'm in the video, so for me to watch is kind of like, well, there I am, so what? What a wicked game to play. Let me feel this way. Wicked thing to do. Let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say. He never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do. Let me dream of you. No, I best thing that ever happened to me. I'm reading a magazine, and a big long interview with Sam Phillips is the guy who produced all the Sun Session stuff, and I kept waiting all week to read this interview. I wanted to read it all at once by myself, because I was like, I really love Sam Phillips and all his music. At the end of the interview with him, this is after he's passed away, at the end of the interview with him, they said, the question, well, Sam, what music do you listen to now, and who do you think is good, you know, what's coming up? And Chris Isaac. And I just started crying. It was like, I was going, I did it. You know, isn't it a funny world? It's like, yeah. You know, you go, what got me into music was his music, Sam Phillips, the producer. For me to go like full circle and hear that at the end, it's like, I go, he heard my music. You know, he heard it and he liked it.
Maybe the bad, bad thing. Maybe the bad, bad thing. Maybe the bad, bad thing.
You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two? I didn't think so. You ever try with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you? Yeah, you said so. You ever pray with all your heart and soul and then you watch her walk away? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the bad, bad thing. Maybe the bad, bad thing. Maybe the bad, bad thing.
I feel like crying.
Chris Isaac with Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing, recorded live at WFUV. Hear the complete conversation and performance in our archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.